Hey, good morning, everyone. And we are calling the board meeting to order at 8:32. My name is Terry Hollingsworth, Chair of the Orange County Workforce Development Board. And why don't we first start with the Pledge of Allegiance? Okay. Right hand over your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Board member roll call.
Gloria Alvarado.
Here.
Jesse Benron.
Here.
Kathy Boyd.
Here.
Rob Claudio. Mike Daniel.
Here.
Lori Holland-Lays.
Here.
Terry Hollingsworth.
Present.
Chris Horton.
Present.
Trung Lee. John Luker. Annalisa Lukes. Annalisa Lukes.
Wait, she just sent a message and said that she's online and it says she's muted. Is there a way to unmute her?
Yeah, she was unmuted. Let me try. Mm-hmm. The permission is there. It just needs to be on your side, Annalisa, if you can hear me. Okay, so I will mark her present because I do see her in the attendance room. Doug Mangione. Barbara Mason. Gary Mackin.
Here.
Ernesto Medrano. Carlos Oregon.
Present.
Mike Ruin. Todd Sword and Brinyell Tumor Bias.
Here.
And we do have quorum, Chair.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Public comment.
We did not receive any requests to speak in advance. There are members of the public present. If there are members of the public who would like to address the board, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you. Seeing none, Chair.
Okay, great. Do we have Karma with us?
Yes, she is coming over now. I believe she should be popping in. There she is.
All right, so we're moving on to the action items, starting with the apprenticeship policy. And I should say, before we dive into the rest of the agenda, that many of these, both of the action items, as well as some of the information items, if not all of them, have been previously reviewed by other committees. And we are now just bringing it forward to the full board. So I just wanted to provide that background. So why don't we move on to the apprenticeship policy, and I'll pass that over to Karma.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Like Terry said, this policy has been presented to all the committees for review and approval to be submitted to the full board for final review and approval. We ask that the board consider approving this policy with the understanding that if there are any non-substantiated changes, that you allow the Workforce Development Board staff to make those changes. Please note that this policy has been submitted to the state prior to being brought to all the committees. Are there any questions or concerns about this policy?
Move approval.
mic.
I'm not sure. Did you hear that, Desiree? Okay, can we have that motion again and then the second?
Move approval of the policy.
Okay, and that's Michael Ruane. And yes. The second?
Kathy Boyd, I second.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'll move forward with the roll call vote.
Okay.
Gloria Alvarado?
Yes.
Jesse Benron?
Yes.
Kathy Boyd?
Yes.
Rob Claudio? Mike Daniel?
Yes.
Lori Holland Lays?
Aye.
Jerry Hollingsworth?
Yes.
Chris Horton?
Yes.
Trung Lee? John Luker? Annalisa Lukes? Doug Mangione? Barbara Mason? Gary Mackin?
Yes.
Ernesto Medrano? Carlos Oregon?
Aye.
Mike Ruane?
Yes.
Todd Sword? And Brinell Tumor Bias?
Yes.
And Annalisa has sent her approval via email.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. Motion accepted. Next on the action items is the item number 6, events policy and attachment 1. Karma? Did we lose Karma?
Yes, let me move her right back over again. Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm having technology challenges. So this policy has been presented, this policy was presented to each committee as well for consideration. All three committees reviewed this policy and approved for its submission to the full board, the executive committee and the full board for consideration. This policy establishes parameters for our service providers when engaging in the community on our behalf, what our expectations are, and to provide us proper notice so that we aren't duplicating efforts in the community, but so that we're also communicating one message in regards to who we are as a workforce system. Are there any questions or concerns regarding this policy?
And Karma, just to expand on this, just some additional background, have we experienced confusion in the past regarding various events that these providers are asked to attend?
Yes, we have. So on more than one occasion, we've had situations in which organizations in the community were talking to our service providers and then having a conversation with us and suggesting that we meet our service providers because they weren't aware that we were one and the same. So I've experienced that scenario. And I've also experienced going to events where there's a table there that we've prepared, but then also there's a table there that our service providers prepared on our behalf. So I've experienced that also multiple times.
Okay. Any questions regarding this policy? If not, do we have a motion to approve?
So move, Gloria Alvarado.
Okay. Should we take this comment first before we take the motion? I see one in the chat box.
Well, typically we provide an opportunity for public comments, and I thought you guys did it at the beginning of the call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just a comment saying that Sherry Han Lam is in attendance for Trung Lee. So I apologize for that. Why don't we have that motion again and then the second?
Gloria Alvarado, move.
Okay. And
Jesse Benron, second.
Okay. And we'll do the vote.
Gloria Alvarado moved. Jesse Benron?
Aye.
Kathy Boyd?
Aye.
Rob Claudio? Mike Daniel?
Aye.
Lori Holland-Lays?
Aye.
Terry Hollingsworth?
Aye.
Chris Horton?
Aye.
Trung Lee? John Luker? Annalisa Lukes? Doug Mangione? Barbara Mason? Gary Mackin?
Aye.
Ernesto Medrano? Carlos Aragon?
Aye.
Mike Ruin?
Aye.
Todd Sword? And bring out Tumor Bias.
Aye.
That is majority chair.
Great. And Annalisa has submitted again her approval via email. She's not able to unmute herself. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I've already given permission on my end several times and it's not, I don't know
why. Hi. Can you hear me now?
Now yes. We can.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right, yeah, I voted yes for that. I'll just keep it unmuted here.
Okay, great. All righty. Okay, so moving on now to the information items, starting with item number 7, quarter 3 program performance. Karma?
Yes, so can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, so we met with each committee and reviewed the performance for quarter 3 for all the service providers. The one-stop operator contract, there were no significant highlights to that other than the service provider, the number of participants the service provider served and the amount of funding spent to date. I shared with the committee that because we've made some advancements in the one-stop center, we had to add more money to their contract. As well as the Board of Supervisors, a couple of weeks ago, reviewed this particular contract and approved the renewal of the contract for another year. That was the only significant highlight regarding that particular program. For the WIOA Title I Career Services for adults and dislocated, let me take that back. There was one other highlight from the one-stop operator contract. As you well know, the Workforce Development Board conducted a review of the one-stop system to include all the facilities within the system. And there was a hallmark of excellence standard that we were using provided by the state. And based off of what the board members were able to see and determine, there were some recommendations made. And the next step for those recommendations is for the one-stop operator to provide his plans on how to address those areas of concern. So the committee reviewed his plans and made recommendation for him to go back and resubmit new plans with updates. And so we will be looking for that for the next board meeting. The next item is the WIOA Title I Career Service for adults and dislocated workers. We reviewed the performance for the contracted service provider. There were comments made about the performance levels and who they were serving. we've also discussed that, and we talked about at the previous board meeting, that the Title I Career Service contract was expiring and a new procurement was conducted. And as a result of the new procurement, as you all know, a recommendation was made to the Board of Supervisors, which will be heard at the June 7th meeting on the recommended provider that we submitted to the Board of Supervisors for consideration. So that will be heard and the Board of Supervisors will make a final determination on June 7th in regards to the selection of the new or the existing Title I Career Service provider. The next item is AB 1111. That grant officially ended and we reviewed the performance. There were no significant comments made in regards to that one. The Ready, Set, OC is the youth program. We reviewed the performance for that program and there were comments made in regards to performance. There was also discussions with the service provider as to what their plans and activities are. Outside of that, there were no other significant
areas of concerns other than the normal review of performance and spending. The summer training employment program, that program for this year's wrapping up, the service provider has successfully performed. We discussed the funder providing us an opportunity to contract for another year. So we will be working with that organization to develop a contract with us and Goodwill to provide that service again this year. For the veteran employment related training program, we didn't get a chance to really go in detail with that one, but what I want to highlight is that that program is performing well. Our staff member, Anthony Rafik, who is a case manager for that program, is being awarded tomorrow at the CWA conference as the Workforce Professional of the Year. I think it's Workforce Champion of the Year. So that is definitely a great highlight in regards to that program and how well that program is progressing, that he would be selected and for an award for outstanding performance. The last item on this, the National Dislocated Worker Grant, on the job training program, I shared with the committee that we decided to provide, to give the funding back to the state as we recognize that we weren't going to be able to meet the obligations of that grant because we weren't able to find participants to place in the OJT opportunities. Although we developed the OJT opportunities with and provided that information to our service providers, they weren't able to find anyone within our workforce system that qualified for them. We are still developing more OJT opportunities, but we will do it with our regular formula funds. So those employers that we've been engaging with will still have the opportunity to work with us to develop a talent pipeline for their business. Are there any questions or concerns about any of the information items that I shared thus far?
Hey, Karma, this is Jesse. With the assumption that the board approves our recommendation for a different service provider, could you give us a sense of the timeline of what that wind down and the ramp up from the other service provider could be?
Yes. Yeah, so their contract with the new service provider, if a new service provider is selected, their new contract would be effective July 1st. We have discussed with MCS having a period that overlaps with the new service provider for anywhere from 60 to 90 days to help transition the job seekers over to the new provider. Given that the Board of Supervisors will not be meeting until June 7th, we didn't think that it would be enough time for the new provider to really ramp up and transition over. So we've discussed potentially extending MCS's contract for anywhere from 60 to 90 days based on what happens at the Board of Supervisors meeting. If the Board of Supervisors elect not to go with the new provider and choose to select MCS, well, then there's no transition necessary. So we're waiting for the Board of Supervisor meeting to determine what our next steps is and how we proceed.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Any other questions or concerns? The next information item is regional initiatives and the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. I shared with the committee that our regional advisor, our regional organizer, Annette Kelly Whittle, has established some sessions with the industry sectors starting in July. I believe she sent that information out to all the board members, so you should have received an invitation to those sessions. I believe she's starting off with advanced manufacturing as her first kickoff. Did anyone receive that information? Because if not, I'm going to make sure we send it again.
I have not.
Okay, we'll send it again.
I haven't received it.
Okay. All right, we'll send it again to make sure that all the board members have that information. And if you could share that with your network, that would be very helpful. That would be very helpful so that we can engage with the community or with the businesses in the community to develop a future talent pipeline. The other update for the regional, she also sent out an invitation, or you should have received an invitation, to meet with the other two workforce boards. That meeting is also scheduled for, I believe, July 21st. Did you receive that invitation?
No, I did receive that one, but I have a conflict on that date.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I will send the invitation out again. This is the opportunity for all three workforce boards to meet together to develop their strategy or have conversations to develop a strategy for the region. And so this is the first conversation that we've had in a long time. So I think it's long overdue. I think that they haven't had one of these meetings in 3 years, I believe. So this is great that we're having it. And the intention is to have it at least every 6 months, just as a check-in and make sure that the boards are meeting. Any questions or concerns about the regional activities?
And just a reminder, Karma, the three sectors that we are focusing on are healthcare, and what are the other two? Manufacturing?
Advanced manufacturing, healthcare, and IT to start.
Okay. Do we have someone here on the board from the IT sector?
We do. I believe... I'm sorry, let me pull it up. I believe Carlos.
Okay.
Carlos Oregon is in the IT sector.
Okay. And then we have advanced manufacturing also represented, right?
I don't believe we have advanced manufacturing on the board at this time. We did have a board member that represented that, but he's since resigned.
Okay. All right.
And so... so that you know, Anaheim does have a board member and advanced manufacturers within on their board. And so that is, mm-hmm. that's where we're going to start that conversation out because they've had a member or have a member that is in that industry and they have connections with that industry.
Okay, yeah, that I forgot about the other two WIPs because I was concerned about the gaps that we might have on our board. So that's good to know that they have a representative there. So, okay, great. All right.
Questions?
Okay. All right, why don't we move on to grants update? Uh-oh. Did we just lose Karma again?
It looks like we did. I don't see her in the attendee or. This meeting room. Oh, she's back. Let me move her over. Karma, I believe you're muted. I moved you over, but you're muted still.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
This has really been a challenging technology day for me. So the next action item was the grants update. Desiree, can I have you go to that page? And so I reviewed the grant updates with each committee to inform the committees what grants that we have currently open and then grants that we currently have pending. Unfortunately, I can't see the screen. Desiree, is there any way to make it a little bit bigger? I think the highlight that I want to bring to the board's attention is the micro business grant for $3.9 million. That grant we recently received to provide up to $2,500 to micro businesses within Orange County. We launched that grant early in February. And as a result, we launched a grant in February, but we weren't able to find enough qualified businesses to award. And so as a result, we had to relaunch the grant. And so we recently relaunched the grant. We are currently accepting applications. We believe that we should be fully funded, hopefully, by the end of June, as we are getting grant applications daily. Are there any questions or concerns about the micro business grant?
Karma, how do you define micro business?
The micro business is defined as a business that has fewer than 5 employees, full-time employees.
All right. Just a question to Jesse Benron. Is that a group that you have within your network?
We do not. I mean, I potentially.
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry. At OCBC, that's not the kind of our investor base, unfortunately.
Oh, I see. Okay. Just wondering if we have anyone on the board who has, you know, deeper connections with those smaller businesses.
I do. And okay. I've been sending it out in our payroll packages to our smaller clients.
Okay. Okay, great. So you'll be able to share this information?
I can share it.
Okay, go ahead, Carmen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to me.
Oh, I was talking to Chris, but yeah.
Go ahead, Karma.
Oh, no. Chris, please go ahead.
No, I was just, if I get the information back from my clients, yeah, I absolutely will share any feedback I get from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
And so, Terry, I was just going to share that Mike Daniel is also on our board. He's also sharing it with his network. He does have a lot of businesses that would qualify. And I believe he shared it the first time around as well.
Okay. Okay.
And so, and then if we can go to the last page of this, Desiree. I just want to highlight the pending grant applications that we have. That are out there pending. So we recently submitted, this is not it, maybe one more page. There we go. We recently submitted an application for the American Rescue Recovery Plan, the Good Jobs Challenge. We still have not heard back. We know that there are over 500 applicants that they're going through. So we're still waiting feedback from the federal government on that grant opportunity. Are there any questions or concerns about any grants that we currently have pending or currently are overseeing?
Okay, great. Moving on then to item number 10, EDD compliance and audit updates.
So I shared with the committees where we stand with some EDD audits and monitorings that we are required to conduct. So there are EDD monitoring. There is the requirement that we monitor our service providers. And when we monitor them, we monitor both their program and fiscal performance. We use a third party accounting firm to do the fiscal monitoring. And then we use an internal OCC our department to do the program monitoring. So that way there is an arm length distance between the Orange County Workforce Development Board staff and the service providers when conducting monitoring. So what this report shares with you is any open monitoring that we have. So in the orange section, those are the open monitorings that we have with EDD that have not been resolved. I shared with this board quite some time ago the details regarding those open monitorings. And I don't know when EDD will end them. I just know that they're still currently pending. The green section represents monitorings that we've had that we've successfully closed. So there were no findings, no observations. And I have to highlight that this board and the policies developed by this board have supported our success in not having any open compliance findings or monitoring our observations with the state. The blue section, we can scroll down a little bit. Those are fiscal monitoring of our service providers. So we do have some pending because of the pandemic, they weren't able to go out. So there are a few that need to happen that they will be working on within the next couple of months. And then the gray represents the program monitoring. Again, they are a little bit behind because of the pandemic. We anticipate that team going out within the next couple of months to conduct those monitoring of our service providers. Are there any questions or concerns about anything that I've just shared in regards to compliance and monitoring?
Okay. Great. And so that, yeah, that pretty much covers everything. I think a few announcements. Karma, if you could share about the strategic plan and what the plan is in terms of the board reviewing it, what's underway right now, I believe is out for a public comment.
Yes. So we originally planned to have it reviewed today with the board. So the plan was for David Schindler to write the strategy, for us to post it for 30 days for public comment, and then for it to be reviewed at today's board meeting. Unfortunately, David was not able to complete it on time due to personal challenges. And as a result, we weren't able to post it for public comment as quickly as we'd like to. So right now it's out there for public comment. Board members have the ability to go out and review it. What will happen next is after the public comment period closes, we will likely either present it at the August board meeting or at a special meeting based on if we have to call one. But that is the status of the strategic plan. I don't know. I believe that an email went out to all the board members notifying them that it was out there and how to access it, and that when the public comment period would end.
Great. Did everyone receive that notification regarding the strategic plan?
I got it.
Okay. Okay. Great. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, while, you know, it's possible for us to, I guess, review the plan virtually, what are your thoughts, and this is a question to the board, about reviewing it in person? Is there a preference there, having an in-person review sort of to align with the actual strategic planning process, or are you fine with, you know, reviewing the findings of the results virtually? Any thoughts?
Sure, this is, well, Jesse. I think, so long as kind of everyone comes, you know, having read the report, I think a virtual option will suffice.
Okay.
Terry, I just want to share that it has to be at an actual, like a meeting has to be called to do that.
Okay.
Because we have to still have it on heard at a public meeting. So we cannot offer a private meeting without the public engaged.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right. Let's see, any other comments, any questions from the board?
Well,
go ahead, Karma.
I just wanted to share with the board where we are with the MOU and infrastructure agreement. So currently our county council is reviewing the actual MOU agreement and infrastructure agreement. Once county council finishes his review, and if all things are good, we are then going to send it out to all the one-stop system partners for them to sign it. Once all the partners have signed it, we will likely have to call a special board meeting for this board to review and approve it, and then the board chair signs it. It then goes up to the Board of Supervisors for the Board of Supervisors to review it and for that board chair to approve it, and then it's submitted to the state. It is technically due in June. There is absolutely no way that I'm going to meet the deadline, so I am going to likely send the state a draft copy and ask for an extension.
Right. And Karma, just for the benefit of those who may not, you know, have the background on this, can you go a little deeper and explain the purpose of this MOU?
Sure. So the WIOA law requires an MOU agreement for the one-stop system partners. And so the MOU agreement determines for those partners who are co-located how we split the costs and how we share information and how do we work together as a system to serve our participants. The law states that there are some mandatory partners that have to be a part of our one-stop system. And then there are other partners that are not mandatory but can co-locate into our system. What we're trying to establish is a fair process of how we allocate the cost of these facilities, as well as how do we share information and resources so that we can serve people holistically. So our partners include community-based organizations, EDD, it includes libraries, it includes DOR. There are lots of partners that play a role in our one-stop system. And there have been partners that should have been a part of our system in the past that we are now introducing them to the system and ensuring that they have a part in how we provide services to the community.
Okay, great, thank you. Any questions for Karma? Karma? All right, any announcements from any of the board members, any questions, any comments? Okay. All right. Well, if not, I think we've covered all of the items. And at 9:08, the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you all for joining us today. And we will connect at the next scheduled meeting. So thank you for joining us and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.